local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say welcome to Friday. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola with Joe and Austin. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon here on a busy Friday to cap off the work week. Again, thanks so much for tuning in. Text line is 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. There's a lot to get to here, especially locally. We'll do that in just a few moments here. We start with today's top three stories. The 210 pro-Palestinian protesters who were arrested at UCLA yesterday have been released from jail. This man, though, says he doesn't like how police treated him and fellow protesters.
They were unresponsive to the things we would say, and it seems like they were just trying to destroy everything we had. They trampled over our tents, everything we had inside, and it seems like, you know, they had no remorse or sympathy for us.
Oh, that's too bad. Everybody who was arrested refused to follow several dispersal orders and did not leave a week-old encampment, which had been declared an unlawful assembly. The L.A. Public Defender's Office says the protesters were booked into jail and cited, but not charged with crimes. Migrants from the Gaza Strip have made their way across the ocean and have landed at the Texas border with Mexico, where they are claiming asylum. The director of national intelligence downplaying the threat this week at a Senate hearing.
We haven't seen Hamas directing, essentially, folks to come into the United States to engage in attacks from the Gaza conflict.
She admits, though, that could change. Currently, she says the bigger threat comes from Hamas inspiring homegrown terrorists. The sheriff of Terrell County, Texas, says the people from the Gaza Strip crossed along with a large group of Central Americans and surrendered to Border Patrol near the town of Eagle Pass. Also, Russia's war on Ukraine is unlikely to end anytime soon. That's what Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines said during that same Senate hearing.
Russia is making incremental progress on the battlefield with the potential for tactical breakthroughs along the front lines in areas such as Donetsk and Kharkiv.
Haines says Russia has intensified strikes on Ukraine's infrastructure to hamper Kyiv's ability to move arms and troops, slow defense production, and force it to consider negotiations. That's a look at our top three stories here on this Friday. Our top local headline today, the Florida Department of Health releasing a scathing report centered on the Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon who was operating on his wife before she died. According to the PNJ, the state issued an emergency order to revoke Dr. Ben Brown's medical license, with State Surgeon General Joe Latipo saying that Brown presented a danger to the health, welfare, and safety of the public due to his, quote, inability or unwillingness to follow medical procedures. Brown's wife Hillary died in November last year after she became unresponsive while he was performing several operations, including a lip injection, arm liposuction, and ear adjustment as well. A lot more local headlines coming right up after our first check this hour of the roads and weather. We'll start with Channel 3's Alan Strum.
This weekend's weather calls for a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures mainly between 80 and 85 degrees. Maybe a little bit warmer for some of those inland areas. And overnight lows are going to be down in the 60s. Something to look out for overnight, a bit of patchy fog may develop. We could see that as we head toward the morning hours. And also the rain chance very, very low. If you're headed to the beach, there is a moderate risk of rip currents expected both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. Austin, how are you on this fine Friday afternoon?
I'm doing great, Joe. How about yourself, man?
Oh, I'm doing great as well.
I'm
glad
to hear
it. What's happening on the roads?
Well, let's see. Luckily, it seems like the roads are doing pretty good this Friday evening as well. Nothing much going on. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and also a little bit if you're traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile and trying to get onto I-10. A little bit at the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street. That's especially if you are traveling westbound on Burgess towards Palafox, so be on the lookout for that. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road still has some issues like we often see at this hour. But then the last spots outside of that are going to be over in the Milton areas. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River, we've got typical evening traffic there. And we do have a little bit if you're on I-10 traveling westbound approaching Blackwater River also.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at some more of our local headlines today, Escambia County EMS Chief David Torsell resigning today. EMS has come under intense scrutiny in recent months with widespread reports of held calls. In February, you'll recall, the union representing paramedics and EMTs issued a vote of no confidence over what they described as a toxic work culture. Last week, the county announced that a $5,000 sign-on bonus would be available to new full-time paramedics agreeing to a 3-year contract. Along those lines, last night, Escambia County Commissioners approving a payout of a $5 million settlement in the whistleblower lawsuit that was filed by the former EMS Director Ramey Edler. The settlement was approved after commissioners and attorneys held a closed-door shade meeting. The settlement will be paid out over 3 years and is not being paid out by an insurance claim. $3.5 million is going to the U.S. government, the remaining $1.5 million to Edler. Commissioners approved a separate $950,000 settlement on another lawsuit filed by Edler last month. The lawsuits center on Edler's allegations that Escambia County committed fraud by providing ambulance service without qualified personnel and upcoded service claims to charge Medicare more money. As part of the settlements, the commissioners denied knowledge or participation in the illegal conduct. Also today, Escambia County man now in custody in connection to a homicide earlier this year. 28-year-old Alexander Deloche is charged with homicide along with vehicle theft, drug possession, 5 counts of aggravated assault on law enforcement. Those charges stem from a shooting at a home on Moore Avenue on February 12th. At the time, the sheriff's office said both Deloche and 27-year-old D'Angelo Cook Humphrey were suspects. At this time, Cook Humphrey remains at large. Impact fee discussion in Escambia County, along with concurrency from District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bragosh, who proposed the idea of developers paying for new roads and sewer lines and even schools that come with that growth.
There's been a couple projects in my district recently that have just been brought to my attention, and no consideration for the roads, no consideration for the impact on schools, no consideration for the other residents nearby who are impacted. I understand we're a growing community. I'm not anti-growth. I'm actually pro-growth, but it has to be done intelligently.
And Bergosh proposed that idea during yesterday's meeting, believing impact fees should be levied against developers. As far as concurrency, Escambia School District tells Bergosh that they want that brought back. It was forced developers to work with school district in their planning process. It was a state regulation as of 2011. Down the road in Gulf Shores, the NCAA Women's Beach Volleyball Tournament started today.
The growth is just amazing, and being able to work with this community and the beach volleyball community to continue to grow has been awesome.
That is Kristen Fassbender with the NCAA talking to Channel 3. Local officials say last year's tournament brought in over $1 million worth of economic impact to the area. And if you're so inclined, applications open today for people who want to participate in Florida's alligator hunting programs this fall.
That's right. Applications for both the Florida Alligator Harvest Program and the Alligator Super Hunt Program opened at 9 o'clock this morning. The Super Hunt allows hunters to harvest 2 alligators from most state waters, and only 100 permits will be awarded. It costs $5 to apply, and the permits are awarded by a random lottery drawing. The regular alligator hunting program is done by county. There's no charge to file an application. The permits are awarded in 4 phases. For either program, you'll have to provide credit card information. If a permit is awarded, you'll be charged for an alligator trapping license and 2 tags. The state's alligator hunting season kicks off on August 15th. It'll run through November 8th for the regular hunting program and December 31st for the super hunt. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Thank you, David. We'll take a break right there. State and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Join Lori from Davis Hardware in U-Haul Tuesday at 10 a.m. on Pep Talk. Lori will be talking about what makes Davis Hardware your go-to place for those hard-to-find items and solutions for a happy home and a happy life. Your home is talking to you. Listen to Lori on this month's topic, Drain Cleaning Solutions on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about concurrency, impact fees, and mobility fees, and the Escambia County Commission's discussion of discussing those very things. Also, the Bay Center is a $10 million patch lipstick on a pig or an improvement necessary to keep the facility running. Also talked about Joe Biden's speech yesterday about the campus protesters. I thought it was a good speech. And, of course, the Transgressors Memorial Service, where we found out about how emails got to go. You can listen to all of those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Here at News Radio Pensacola, Joe and Austin with you. Just seeing this note here, this was from the Escambia Sheriff's Office about an hour ago. I apologize, I just hadn't seen it until now. They report that deputies along with the SWAT team had Gone to a home on West Hope Drive earlier today. 43-year-old Connie Lee Bonner, victim, reported that he had broken a window and forced his way into a home while being armed with an assault rifle. Bonner attacked the victim allegedly after entering the home, but the victim managed to escape. He then barricaded himself inside the home, threatening to harm himself and deputies. SWAT team had a standoff at that home, went on for several hours with several attempts to make contact with Bonner. Sheriff's office says the SWAT team entered the home and found Bonner dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. That was earlier this afternoon. So just wanted to report on that here. Missed that in our local headlines here. 423 at News Radio Pensacola. Looking at some more state headlines today. An investigation underway after 30 sailors and Marines were injured during a training exercise off the coast of Jacksonville. That happened Wednesday night as the military personnel were operating two landing craft and air cushions deployed from the USS Wasp and USS New York. Five of the sailors and Marines were evacuated to Savannah Memorial University Medical Center for treatment. All but one have since been released. Those with minor injuries were treated aboard the ships.
And the engines and cash registers are revving with Formula One race weekend speeding into South Florida.
We find that hotels are full of F1 enthusiasts and people that are traveling from around the globe to come to this incredible race that happens now the first week of every May.
Area business leaders are ready to reap the rewards as the best drivers in the world take over Hard Rock Stadium and the Miami International Autodrome. Last year's race injected almost $450 million into the local economy.
I remember talking about that when we had the F1 race in Vegas. Ever had the desire of checking out an F1 race in person? I know it's like super expensive, like all the stuff that goes into it. It's definitely not for the common folk.
I've never gotten into it, but I mean, I'm sure the experience, if, as you said, you had the money to afford it, is pretty intoxicating. 425 here, another very quick check of the roads and weather. Luckily, not a ton going on the roads here. We do have some backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and West Michigan Avenue. That's where West Michigan crosses Mobile and turns into Softly Field Road there. Speaking of Softly Field, if you are traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Softly Field, we do have some problems over there. Also, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10, giving us some trouble both ways there. And then the last main spot, it seems, is Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
This weekend's weather calls for a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures mainly between 80 and 85 degrees. Maybe a little bit warmer for some of those inland areas. And overnight lows are going to be down in the 60s. Something to look out for overnight, a bit of patchy fog may develop. We could see that as we head toward the morning hours. And also the rain chance very, very low. If you're headed to the beach, there is a moderate risk of rip currents expected both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Also in our Florida headlines, flags flying at half staff statewide over the weekend, paying respects to first responders who lost their life in the line of duty. In honor of National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Weekend, Governor DeSantis says the orders from sunrise tomorrow until sunset Sunday. The 43rd annual tribute will commemorate more than 200 firefighters, 89 of whom died last year.
And Florida's manatee mortality rate is slightly lower than this time last year. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has released new data saying that 230 manatees have died so far this year. That's 41 fewer than the first 4 months of 2023. A majority of the deaths were reported in Brevard and Lee counties. To help support the manatees' habitats, the state has allocated $100 million for projects aimed at restoring the Indian River Lagoon.
Russian forces and U.S. troops are apparently operating out of the same military base in Niger. Reports say Russian forces are using a separate hangar on the base and are not mingling with U.S. troops. But, of course, the close proximity has some on edge with the tensions between the two countries. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, though, downplaying the risk, saying that Russians don't have access to U.S. forces or equipment.
It's Niger. I thought it was Niger.
Yeah, I thought it was, but Congressman Gates did a. He was talking about the country a couple weeks ago, talking about how U.S. troops there weren't having access to replenishments and things like that, and he pronounced it Niger. So I was like, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, heck, I mispronounce like five words a day, so it's no problem. The Alabama Supreme Court has authorized the second execution of a death row inmate with the use of nitrogen gas. The decision was handed down Thursday after Attorney General Steve Marshall requested the alternative method be used to execute Alan Eugene Miller, who survived a lethal injection attempt back in 2022.
Areas in suburban Houston under mandatory evacuations as floodwaters caused the San Jacinto River, River continuing to rise. More than 9 inches of rain fallen, and the river is running 20 feet above normal. Experts predicted it would surge another 8 feet today, and if that happens, it would be close to the flood levels experienced during Hurricane Harvey.
And Texas Congressman Henry
Cuellar.
Wow, man. Just firing on all cylinders today.
We got all the words today.
Henry Cuellar and his wife have been indicted. The newly released allegations suggest that they took nearly $600,000 in bribes from both an oil company run by the country of Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan,
and a Mexican bank. Cuellar, who formerly co-chaired the Congressional Azerbaijan Caucus, denies any wrongdoing. The Democrat says his actions were in the best interest of the American people.
NYPD confirming an officer accidentally fired his gun while police were clearing protesters at Columbia University. Emergency Service Unit Sergeant was trying to gain entry into a locked office in Hamilton Hall when the gun unintentionally went off. Nobody was hurt. The incident occurred while the officers in riot gear were trying to clear out the protesters that took over the hall.
And lastly here, Wall Street is closing sharply higher to cap a winning week. Stocks soared with the major indexes gaining more than 1% each following April's weaker-than-expected job growth and wage gains. The fresh data eased inflation fears and raised hopes of Federal Reserve rate cuts. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 450 points, the S&P 500 added 63, and the NASDAQ rose 315.
4:30 right now. We will take a break. We've got our sports headlines coming up. Another busy day in sports with some more elimination games and playoff action. Also some NFL news and notes to get to as well. Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Tom Graham. Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife have been released on $100,000 bond. The pair were indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges related to an Azerbaijan energy company and a bank in Mexico. The Texas Democrat put out a statement.
Cuellar says he sought legal advice from the House Ethics Committee. He says, quote, "The actions I took in Congress were consistent with the actions of many of my colleagues."
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. A pair of pro-Palestinian protest encampments taken down by police today. Fox's Molly Line is at New York University.
They cleared two encampments, the one here at NYU, as well as some folks that were embedded over at the New School. And that action starting just after 6 a.m., sleeping protesters roused from their tents.
Now, the NYPD says 56 protesters were ultimately arrested between the two colleges. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, checking the currency markets, the U.S. dollar was down against its major counterparts today amid a weaker-than-expected jobs data report for April. The Labor Department said that non-farm payroll employment climbed only 175,000 jobs in April. Economists were looking for a jump of 243,000 jobs. The report also said the unemployment rate was up to 3.9%. That's up from 3.8% in March. That was expected to remain unchanged. The dollar fell following that data as hopes of a rate cut by the Federal Reserve in September fell a bit. The greenback falling to a three-week low against the yen, also dropping against the euro and the pound. Now, the weakness in the dollar also impacting the commodity markets. Gold futures settling roughly flat following that data. Gold futures for May down a bit to $2,299 an ounce. On the week, gold futures were down just over 1.5%. Meanwhile, silver futures were down around 13 cents to $26.44 an ounce, while copper futures were up around 6 cents. On Wall Street, stocks finished with strong gains this Friday. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesmond Taju, LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is Zach Gelb of Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Knicks president Leon Rose has done the impossible. He has saved the Knicks. The former high-powered agent's biggest move so far was signing Jalen Brunson. Jalen is now a star, and it's a feel-good story because the Roses and Brunsons are practically family, as Leon's first ever client was Jalen's father, Rick. Not many know Jalen better than Leon, and it's one of the many relationships and moves that has allowed him to become one of the NBA's best executives. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road. Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad. Rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles. And quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola. Heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 4:35. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather And when I say quick, I mean it. There's not a ton going on the roads so far this hour. Very happy to report that. We do have some minor backups still on Pine Forest Road, whether you be traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10, maybe a little bit at the intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street as well, and some on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. If you're remotely familiar with the Pensacola streets at this hour, that is not a surprise. Outside of that, there does not appear to be much going on. You may have some backups on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. But outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
This weekend, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures, mainly between 80 and 85 degrees. The inland area is a little bit warmer. Not really much of a chance for any rain at all. Overnight lows will be in the 60s, and we could see some patchy fog during the overnight hours. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. By the way, just came across this. Bloomberg has an article here where talks about a short list of VP picks for Donald Trump. Bloomberg says he's likely to announce his running mate in July, but pretty interesting that Senator Marco Rubio is on that final four shortlist, according to the report here. You got J.D. Vance, Senator Tim Scott, Doug Burgum, the North Dakota governor, and Rubio. So I wonder if maybe that's why in, Palm Beach over the weekend, Donald Trump and Governor DeSantis had their little meetup about, hey, let's get back on good terms here because I need all of Florida behind me if I'm going to go with Senator Rubio as my running mate.
Well, and especially now that you got, you know, Biden and Harris both down here saying, hey, Trump's trying, you know, Trump took away your reproductive rights and all that, you know, I don't know. I still remember 2016 with the whole tiny hands comment.
Little Marco.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's got his nicknames for everybody, sure. But, you know, hey, just like Ron DeSanctimonious, as soon as DeSantis dropped out, Trump's like, I'm retiring the nickname. So that's what he does.
He only does that when he sees you as a threat. So it's a term of endearment.
Exactly. Austin, what's happening in the world of sports today?
Well, let's see. We've got, as you hinted at before the Fox News break, we do have some more playoff action in both the NBA and NHL. Just a doubleheader for each. In the NBA, we got an ESPN doubleheader getting underway at 6 o'clock. It's going to be Cavs at Magic. Magic are down 3-2, so, you know, that Florida representation hanging by a thread here. That's going to start at 6 o'clock, followed by Clippers at Mavs at 8:30. Clippers also facing a 3-2 deficit right now. And over in the NHL, TNT doubleheader, Canucks at Predators at 6, followed by Stars at Golden Knights at 9. The Predators and defending champ Golden Knights both facing 3-2 deficits on the brink of elimination there. Let's see, over in the MLB, we just got some local games, or some local teams, rather, on tonight. Braves at Dodgers at 9:10, Rays and Mets at 5:50. I'm sure we'll give a score update on that in hour three. And Marlins at Athletics is going to be at 8:40. If you have ESPN Plus, you can get a glimpse of that game there.
Barn burner, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
They put all the good games over on ESPN Plus.
I know, yeah. Braves and Dodgers is a good one. And, like, Braves and Guardians was being played recently, and they didn't, like, televise any of those. I don't even think those were on ESPN Plus.
No, yeah, it's all about the regional networks, and Major League Baseball is a very screwy way in how they broadcast their games.
I believe it, especially now, yeah. Let's see, a couple of NFL headlines here. Odell Beckham Jr. has agreed to a one-year deal with the Dolphins. The 31-year-old wide receiver last played for the Ravens, and his most recent years have been, you know, marred by he's kind of bounced from team to team. He's had some limited impact, some injury concerns. So I wish him the best. Hopefully he turns things around in Miami. Other wide receiver news making the rounds is Chase Claypool's going to the Bills on a year-long contract, and DJ Shark Jr. To the Chargers. So good for them. Also, the most exciting 2 minutes in sports is near. We touched on this yesterday. The 150th running of the Kentucky Derby takes place Saturday at Churchill Downs in Louisville. The current favorite, Fierceness, will start from the 17th post position, while second favorite, Sierra Leone, is starting out of the number two gate. Fierceness is running at 5-2 odds, Sierra Leone at 3-1. For those who like betting on the long shot, West Saratoga, Grand Mo the First, and Society Man, I love that last name there, are running at 50-1. I guess I'll go for Society Man.
Okay, I like Grand Mo the First.
No, yeah, as I said it yesterday, I love the names. And lastly here, just a quick NBA headline I had previously glossed over. My apologies. The LA Lakers have fired head coach Darvin Ham. The team made the announcement on social media today. Ham coached the Lakers for two seasons with a record of 90-74. Going to go out on a limb and say Darvin Ham wasn't the problem.
Probably not. I've been seeing a lot more chatter about this, that J.J. Redick, who was, of course, a former Duke star, played a long career in the NBA. Now he's turned that into a successful broadcasting career, both on ESPN as well as he has a podcast. He recently, I guess, started a podcast with him and LeBron James.
He did.
Where they have been doing kind of like a deep dive on tactics and plays in basketball. A lot of people are surmising that LeBron is kind of, you know, how training. He's working behind the scenes or whatever, trying to plant the seed that he wants J.J. Redick to be the next coach of the Lakers.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that theory the other day. A buddy of mine sent it to me. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all. LeBron obviously has a lot of pull in how his team is crafted. And J.J., I mean, if he's touting his technical knowledge, well, then maybe he does, you know, have what it takes. I don't know. Yeah. Steve Nash didn't, but maybe he will.
Looking at some health, business, and science notes here as we press on. A Chinese probe is on its way to the far side of the moon. The uncrewed lunar mission was launched today from South China. It's a 53-day mission to bring back samples from a crater on the moon's dark side. The probe will also attempt to launch from the far side and bring the samples back in what would be a first.
Oh, very
surprise.
Nice.
NASA didn't think to, hey, you know, now that we've gone through a few successful moon landings here, why not we try to land on the dark side and get some moon rocks from there. But I don't know. I guess there's probably temperature considerations and all sorts of things.
They're
playing that one a little safe.
Yeah, we're not astronauts. What do we know?
Yeah.
Or space engineers. Toxic workplaces are causing 1 in 5 American workers to leave their current positions. That's according to a new survey from the American Psychological Association, which showed that 19% of employees in the United States say that their workplace is somewhat or very toxic. Those who reported a toxic workplace also were shown to be more than 3 times as likely to say they've experienced harm to their mental health at work.
More health, business, and science right after traffic and weather.
Let's see. I'm glad that I'm going to not be talking for long because there's not a lot going on the roads right now. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile is still looking pretty heavily backed up, but that's pretty par for the course here. Traveling southbound on Pine Forest as well, trying to get onto I-10, just has a little spurt of congestion also. Pensacola Boulevard has a little bit developing if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, but once again, that's nothing too crazy. And then it's Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of Pensacola, the only spot you're going to have to worry about is Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
This weekend, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures, mainly between 80 and 85 degrees. The inland area is a little bit warmer. Not really much of a chance for any rain at all. Overnight lows will be in the 60s, and we could see some patchy fog during the overnight hours. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Airbnb has a new category. Matt Mattinson has the details.
On Wednesday, the online vacation rental company introduced Icons. Folks have a chance to stay in places themed after movies, television shows, and more. Some notable places include a house in New Mexico, which resembles the one in Disney Pixar's Up, a New York mansion based off Marvel's X-Men 97, and a Ferrari museum in Italy. Users can request a stay via the Airbnb app and will be chosen by a lottery. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Okay. So this is not actual places that Icons have like lived or stayed, but it's like themed stuff. The Ferrari Museum in Italy sounds pretty cool.
No, that sounds very cool. Chipotle restaurants are giving healthcare professionals a chance to win 1 of 100,000 free burritos next week. That's also very cool. It's in conjunction with National Nurses Week from May 6th to May 12th. Healthcare professionals can sign up for the free coupon at healthcare.chipotle.com. Winners will be notified during the week of May 13th.
President Biden today awarding 19 people the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. Trailblazing actors and athletes among those honored, including Michelle Yeoh, the first person of Asian descent to win Best Actress at the Oscars. Also, Katie Ledecky, the Olympic swimmer who's gotten 7 gold medals. Native American Olympian Jim Thorpe and civil rights leader Medgar Evers among those honored posthumously.
Wow, really? It took Jim Thorpe that long?
Yeah.
I mean, because, you always hear about how great of an athlete
he was.
And obviously, when you start talking about, like, Olympic athletes, you know, you're talking beyond just sports. You're talking political superiority as well. No, there's been another loss this week in the rock and roll world as ELO keyboardist Richard Tandy has passed away. Tandy originally joined ELO, or Electric Light Orchestra, in 1972 as a bassist and moved to keyboards following the departure of Roy Wood. He was 76 years old.
Britney Spears is downplaying an incident that left her injured last night. The singer posted a video today showing a twisted ankle she said she suffered after doing a leap in a L.A. hotel room. Spears says paramedics came to her hotel, but she refused treatment. TMZ originally reported police were called after reports of a disturbance, which allegedly led to a fight between Spears and her boyfriend. You erring on the side that there was a domestic disturbance, or she leapt in her hotel room?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, that's why I kind of chuckled when you were reading it. Doing a leap? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, I've done stupid stuff in a hotel room. I've had like a football and acted like I'm diving for a touchdown catch on the bed and stuff. And yeah. I think we got a noise complaint. But either way, it's like, I mean, I've done stuff like that. So I don't know. I can't judge her if that's the case. But I hope it was something stupid like that and nothing with a domestic dispute. Lastly here, Luke Combs is breaking records on his Growing Up and Getting Old tour. His two-night stand at American Family Field in Milwaukee attracted 90,828 fans, a two-night record for the venue. He played to similar numbers during his two nights in Buffalo, New York, setting a record there as well. He also set the record for highest selling and highest grossing concert at Penn State's Beaver Stadium.
We'll be back in just a few moments recapping today's top three stories. There's a lot going on here around the world, and then especially here locally as well. We'll get those, get you caught up on those if you're just joining us. Wacky stories and good news as well.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty.
Your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's own blues and soul singer Jordan Chase takes the stage. Jordan was featured on The Voice and American Idol. He's currently working on his first album with a Grammy Award-winning team from Nashville. See Jordan Chase at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're just joining us here at the towards the end of hour one. Welcome, Pensacola, right now with Joe and Austin. A lot happening here today locally and around the world as well. Migrants from the Gaza Strip making their way across the ocean and landing at the Texas border with Mexico, where they're claiming asylum. The sheriff of Terrell County, Texas, says the people from the Gaza Strip crossed along with a large group of Central Americans. They did surrender to the Border Patrol near Eagle Pass. The director of national intelligence downplaying a threat, though, saying that currently the bigger threat comes from Hamas inspiring homegrown terrorists. Russia's war on Ukraine unlikely to end anytime soon. Russia has intensified strikes on Ukraine's infrastructure to hamper Kyiv's ability to move arms and troops. And also the 210 pro-Palestinian protesters arrested yesterday at UCLA have complaints about the police officers, how they were treated. I'm not feeling too sorry for them, just being honest.
I mean, I don't really care either.
The LA public defender says protesters were booked into jail and cited but not charged with any crimes. Here locally, a few big stories here today. Escambia County EMS Chief David Torcell resigning today. This, of course, coming after EMS has had some intense scrutiny in recent months. Widespread reports of calls being held due to lack of manpower or ambulances not where they're supposed to be. In February, union representing paramedics and EMTs issued a vote of no confidence in Torcell over what they described as a toxic work culture. Florida Department of Health today releasing a scathing report centered around the Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon who was operating on his wife before she died. The state issued an emergency order to revoke Dr. Ben Brown's medical license, with State Surgeon General Joe Latipo saying Brown presented a danger to the health, welfare, and safety of the public due to his inability or unwillingness to follow medical procedures. And also in Orange Beach, police say a man died after crashing into the Intracoastal Waterway during a pursuit in Gulf Shores. It happened after a report of a car striking a pedestrian in Orange Beach. Police tried to conduct a traffic stop, and the driver sped off and led officers on a chase. He got to the corner of Highway 90 near Tacky Jacks and couldn't handle the curve and crashed into the water, and then the car submerged. Final check of the roads and weather this hour here. We'll start with Alan Strum.
This weekend, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures, mainly between 80 and 85 degrees. The inland area is a little bit warmer. Not really much of a chance for any rain at all. Overnight lows will be in the 60s, and we could see some patchy fog during the overnight hours. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, let's see. There's some minor congestion here and there in the usual spots, but you're going to experience the most trouble on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10. Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, seems like we got a bit more backups developing there than usual. But once again, nothing too severe. And then we were having some problems on Caroline Street if you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but at least at this moment, that appears to have smoothened out.
All right, very good. 850-437-1620 is the text line. I'm curious, how much or little do you pay attention to the check engine light on your car? Mine is on. It's been on since I bought it. Bought a car from a friend, and you know, I took it to a mechanic, and I did the, you know, he did like the little codes or whatever, and he said, I think he said like it was like a cap that wasn't screwed on quite right or something like that. I don't remember exactly. The point is though, I if the check engine light, that means like green means go, man. That's just what it means to me. A new poll shows the average person ain't got no time for the check engine light.
Wow.
The average American admits they ignore it for 4 months before addressing it. 20% even put it off longer, between 6 and 18 months. Are you a chronic offender when it comes to the not checking the check engine light?
Now, I am coming from a position of privilege here because okay. I am still using like a vehicle that my parents handed down to me. However, when that thing turns on, I am like, hey, my check engine light is on, you know, so just wanted to make y'all aware of that, and let's get this sorted out, you know. And if there was ever a reason I needed to pay for something, obviously I'm able to, but whenever that comes on, I always get it checked out. Typically it's just for like an oil change. I think it'll come on if you need an oil change. But it's like, it's nothing too severe, luckily, but I always make sure.
I think mine has like a separate oil, like your oils.
And low. That's the thing. It's because there is like an oil symbol. Like I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Once I go over the mileage a little bit, it's like, it'll turn on. And I think it gets red if it's worse, but I never let it get to that point. But that's
very
just
good.
Me. I'm a responsible car owner.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. A 73-year-old man in Florida got a felony battery charge after petting a cop in the thigh.
That's pelting a cop, not petting.
Oh, okay. I was about to say that. What happened here?
I mean, both would be arrestable, I think.
Yeah, I'm standing and looking at an angle, so the L and T kind of fade together a bit. After pelting a cop in the thigh with a cheeseburger, what? Somehow he did it while he was handcuffed.
Actually, I think I prefer the petting a cop in the thigh with a cheeseburger.
That's probably what his attorney's going to say. The man was apprehended after cops were called for trespassing. It probably wouldn't be so bad, except 2 years ago he was arrested for trying to strike a cop with a metal pole, so at least he's toned down his weapon of choice. Very true, yes.
Yeah. People on social media talking about the weirdest wedding gifts they've received. Some of our favorites include a hot dog toaster. I did not know that was a thing. A copy of Windows 95. They were married in 2010. A 2-foot-tall ceramic statue of a cobra.
That's cool.
That sounds like a gag, right? I mean, what well-meaning person is saying, hey, I value you and your friendship and your wedding so much that I got you a 2-foot ceramic statue of a cobra.
I know you're not a snake guy, but that sounds pretty baller. All right,
if and when you get married, I know what I'm getting you.
Exactly.
Other top entries were a ceramic lamp of the Virgin Mary, gumball machine. I have no issue with that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
And a re-gifted salad shooter that still had a note inside for the original recipient.
Take away the note, and I think we got a pretty good deal there. Let's see some good news here. A firefighter in Buffalo, New York, named Anthony Pulvillo, helped a puppy that got hit by a car last month. She didn't have a collar or any ID, but he got her to a vet, and she'll be okay. And now she's also got a forever home because Anthony adopted her.
Very cool. Try not to cry too much, Austin. I'll get through this next one.
Yeah, I'm getting misty-eyed, buddy.
The legend of the bee expert, credited with saving the Diamondbacks-Dodgers game this week, is growing. Tops. The card trading card company announced that Matt Hilton now has his own baseball card after signing a deal with them. He had a special card available for 24 hours for $9, and they had random autographs inserted as well. The Beehive was noticed just ahead of the game and had to be delayed 2 hours until the bees were removed from the protective netting behind home plate, and he ended up throwing out the first pitch, and the Diamondbacks went on to win. So, very cool story there.
For sure. And lastly here, a little girl in the UK saved her big sister's life by donating bone marrow to help her beat blood cancer. That's a pretty excruciating process from what I hear. Their parents joked that she'll get to lord it over her big sister's head the rest
Absolutely.
Of their lives. Lord? Is that like a British term in that context?
Maybe. Like, I'm lording over you, right?
Yeah, I've
I'm
never
holding
heard that
it over your head. 4:59, that'll do it for hour number one. We'll make way for Channel 3 News at 5. Stick around, another full hour of full rundown of what's happening in Pensacola coming up next.